Honor all the fathers here today.
今天我在此向在座的各位父亲表达敬意。
To be a father is both a responsibility and a privilege.
作为一名父亲，既是一个责任，同时也是一个殊荣。
If you look only to the responsibility, it is a burden.
如果你仅把它看成是一种责任的话，那就成为一种负担。
If you choose to look at it as a privilege, it will be a joy.
如果你把它看成是一种殊荣的话，那是一种何等的享受。
What a joy to see your child grow up and fulfill your dream.
当你看见你的孩子长大，实现了你的梦想的时候，你是多么的喜乐。
I don't know whether you can hear clearly, but
seems to be working fine.
Okay. When I was young, I learned to play trumpet a little bit.
我小时候学了一点点吹号。
I wish I could play in the my elementary school marching band, but I was never good enough.
当时我很想参加校的仪仗行进队的乐队，但是我的水平不够。
What I could not do in the past, now my son is doing.
我过去做不到的，我现在的儿子做到了。
And does it well?
而且做得很好。
And he has been playing in his school concert band.
他现在已经是加入了学校的乐队。
When I was in secondary school in Hong Kong, I loved to play soccer.
当我在香港读初中的时候，我喜欢踢足球。
It was only for fun.
当然只是踢着玩。
I was never good enough to play in the school team.
我的水平不够，从来没有进过校队。
What I was not able to do now, my son is doing and plays in his school soccer team.
我过去做不到的，我儿子现在做到了，他现在是校队的足球队员。
And I remember one of my better sports achievements was in a track event.
我体育成绩比较好的是田径运动。
I was assigned either 800 meter or 1500 meter mid distance event.
有一次我参加了一次中长跑比赛，可能是800米或者是1500米。
I forgot exactly how long the race was.
我已经忘了这个跑步的距离到底有多长。
I could only remember after the first lap, I was exhausted.
但我记得当我跑完第一圈的时候，我已经累得上气不接下气。
But I determined to finish the race.
但是我咬紧牙关，一直把这个长跑跑完。
Fortunately, when I finished, I was not the last one.
幸运的是，我跑完的时候不是最后一名。
And there were two or three people behind me.
还有两三人在我的后面。
So to me, it was a success.
对我来说，这是一个巨大的成功。
Now my son is doing a lot better.
当然，我的儿子现在做得比我好得多了。
And recently, we attended a athletic banquet.
最近我们参加了一次为运动员举办的一个宴会。
It's a Middlesex County Conference of 30 schools.
这个宴会是专门为那些密斗县。所以31所学校那个运动会联会所举办的。
It's Central New Jersey.
是这属于纽约市中部的
联赛。He was chosen by his coach to represent his school to receive the award.
Okay, 我的儿子被教练选择代表他的学校来接受来获奖。
It is a joy to be father.
做父亲是一份喜乐。
On the other hand, I acknowledge that I have made some mistakes.
但是另一方面，我也记得。我犯了一些错误。
And I guess you do.
在座的大家都犯过错误。
None of us is perfect as a father or a mother.
我们谁也不是一位完美无缺的父亲和母亲。
We all make mistakes that we regret in the future.
我们大家都会犯错误，以后以至于将来我们会后悔。
However, as I read the Bible, I was comforted.
然而，当我读圣经的时候，我被神的话语所安慰。
Lamentations 3:22.
耶利米书3:22
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed.
我们不致被消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱。
For his compassion never fail.
是因他的怜悯不致断绝。
They are new every morning.
每早晨这都是新的。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
Yes, because of God's mercy.
因着神的怜悯。
God keeps our families from being broken.
我们的家庭不致破碎。
Because of His grace,
因着神的恩典。
God gives us hope for a better future.
使得我们在未来有更美好的盼望。
So don't give up.
所以不要放弃。
Keep praying.
要恒切祷告。
The message today is not just for fathers.
今天我要讲的信息不仅仅是给父亲。
But for everyone in the CCCS family.
是给美德所有成员的。
In this family, there are about 250 members.
在美德这个大家庭里边，大概有250个成员。
Including the elderly and the little children.
从老到小。
We are of different sizes.
我们的个子不一样。
Different backgrounds.
我们的背景不同。
We have different interests.
我们的兴趣爱好不同。
Some enjoy shopping.
有的人喜欢血拼。
Some are addicted to computer games.
有的人沉迷于计算机游戏。
Still others love to watch TV.
还有的人喜欢看电视。
I am not a TV fan.
我可不是个电视迷。
I do occasionally watch some good TV programs.
我只是偶尔看一些比较好的电视节目。
I remember a TV series called CSI Crime Scene Investigation.
我记得有一个电视连续剧叫做 CS Crime Investigation 就是犯罪调查。
It was an American police drama television series.
这是美国有关警察生涯的一个电视连续剧。
It premiered on CBS in the year 2000 and concluded in 2015 for 15 seasons.
它于2000年在 CBS 推出首映推出一直到2015年结束，一共经历了15个。
I don't know how many of you have watched this TV program.
不知在座的有谁看过这个电视节目。
Well, this morning I want to share a Christian version of CSI.
那今天早晨我和大家分享一个这个电视剧的基督徒版本。
I read an article called Autopsy of a Deceased Church.
我读到一篇文章，它的题目叫做《教会的死亡报告》或者尸检。
It was written by a church consultant Tom Rainer.
作者是一个教会的顾问，他的名字叫 Tom Rainer.
The church peak attendance was 750 in 1975.
教会在最高峰的时候是处于1975年，那时候的会友有750位。
But later it had.Fallen to an average attendance of 83.
但是以后就逐渐减少，一直到平均大概83位。
The large sanctuary seemed very empty, with a small crowd worshiping on Sunday morning.
偌大的一个教会的崇拜礼堂，显得非常的空旷，因为里边只有一小群的人坐在那儿。
Eventually, the church closed its door.
最后，这家教会只能关门大吉。
So this consultant did an examination.
所以这个顾问就被请来专门来调查这件事情。
What were the reasons of death for this church?
这家教会为什么会关门呢？
I selected several of his reasons.
我从他的报告当中选择了几个原因。
First, the church refused to reach out to the community.
首先是教会拒绝向所处的社区推展。
The community began a transition toward a lower socioeconomic class 30 years ago.
三十年前，这家教会所在的社区已经逐渐向低收入家庭开始过渡。
But the church members had no desire to reach to the new residents.
但是教会的会员没有任何愿望向他们传福音。
The congregation thus became an island of middle-class members in a sea of lower-class residents.
所以这家教会就在那些处于低收入的当中的一个孤岛，而这些教会会员本身自己都是中等收入、中产阶级家庭。
There was no attempt to reach the community.
他们没有兴趣向当地的社区传福音。
Second reason.
第二条理由。
The percentage of the budget for members' needs kept increasing.
教会的开支绝大部分用在会员的需求上，而且不断的增长。
At the church desk, the percentage was over 98% for members' needs.
教会关门的时候，教会预算专门用于教会会友需求的开支已经达到了98%。
Number three.
第三个理由。
The members had more and more arguments about what they wanted.
教会的会友越来越多的卷入于关于他们需要什么东西的争论。
Arguments were frequent.
啊，争论越来越频繁。
Business meetings became more and more hostile.
业务会议变得越来越好斗。
Four.
第四条理由。
Pastoral tenure grew shorter and shorter.
牧师的任期越来越短。
The church had seven pastors in its final 10 years.
在这家教会最后的十年当中，已经换了七个牧师。
And the last three pastors were bivocational.
最后三个牧师还是兼职的。
Meaning, they serve as part-time pastor and also had a job.
也就是说，他们做牧师只是兼职，他们另外还有一份工作。
All of the seven pastors left discouraged.
所有这七个牧师最后都是心灰意冷而离开教会。
Number five.
第五条理由。
The church rarely prayed together.
教会很少在一起祷告。
In its last 8 years, the only time of corporate prayer was a 3-minute.In the Sunday morning service.
在这教会最后的八年时间里边，教会唯一的公祷，集体公祷，就是主日早晨三分钟的祷告。
By time the prayer we just prayed, including translation, was about 3 minutes.
也就是我们刚才的祷告，包括那个翻译，一共大概三分钟左右。
Prayer was always limited to their members, their friends, families, and their physical needs.
啊，祷告的内容总是限定在他们教会的会友、他们的朋友、他们的家庭以及他们物质需要。
Number six.
第六条。
The church had no clarity as to why it existed.
教会对自己的使命一点都没有一个明确的概念。
Because I cannot see too clearly.
就像我现在看不见那个前面的那个字幕一样。
There was no vision, no mission.And no purpose.
教会没有意向，没有使命，也没有目的。
Seven.
第七条。
The facilities continue to deteriorate.
教会的各种设施，年久失修。
It wasn't really a financial issue.
这本身并不是一个财务问题。
They had the money.
他们有钱。
Instead, the members failed to see the continuous deterioration of the church building.
只是教会的会友对教会场所的年久失修视若无睹。
Simply stated, they had no longer had outsiders' eyes.
也就是说，他们缺乏外人的眼光来看这个教会的建筑。
Comparing to our church,
那么和我们的教会比起来呢
？By God's grace, CCCS is much better than that.
感谢主，感谢神的恩典，我们的教会要比他们好多了。
Instead of moving to a different location, we choose to stay in Somerset.
本来我们打算要搬到别的地方，但是最后我们决定留在这儿。
Because we decided to reach out to the community.
因为我们的决定是向社区开放。
We hold Thanksgiving community dinners for our neighbors.
我们每年和我们的邻居邻舍邻居邻里都举办一次圣诞感恩节大餐。
We hold kidney health screen for different ethnic people groups.
我们也为社区各种不同族裔的人举行肾脏健康检查。
We reach out to students of Rutgers University.
我们也邀请洛哥大学的学生到我们教会来。
We send out and support missionaries all around the world.
我们差派宣教士，我们也资助宣教士在全球宣教。
A few years ago, we had written a vision statement, a mission statement for our church.
几年前，我们的教会专门颁布了我们的意向和使命的生命。
And we focus on one phrase of the vision statement each year so that we can emphasize it.
我们每年我们的教会都有一个主题。
And some of our congregation hold regional prayer meeting or Skype prayer meeting weekly.
我们教会有些聚会堂每星期都有地区的祷告，或者是通过 Skype 在网上祷告。
And the most obvious, of course, is we are building a new facility called Matilda Ministry Center.
当然，有目共睹的是，我们现在正在建造 一座新的 Matilda 事工中心建筑。
If we continue to do these things, we will be healthy and growing.
如果我们继续做这些事情，我们的教会就会健康，就会成长。
But if we stop doing these things,
如果我们停止做这些事
，we will become weak and may eventually die.
我们就会变得越来越软弱无力，最后很可能死亡。
You may think, well, these are the jobs of the paid pastors or elders or deacons or ministry leaders.
也许在座的以为这些事情是，我们花钱请牧师的事来做的事情，也是长老或者是执事同工所做的事情。
But I'm only an insignificant member.
而我自己只是一个不起眼的一个会友。
What can I contribute to the church?
我能做什么事儿呢？我能帮什么忙呢？
How can I help to build God's family?
我能帮什么忙建造神的家呢？
According to Romans 12, yes, you can.
根据罗马书第十二章，神告诉你，
can,
是的，你可以帮忙。
You can help build up God's family.
你仍然可以参与建造神的家庭。
How?
那么怎么做呢？
In Romans 12,we see that there are three things you can do.
在罗马书第十二章里边，我们可以看见有三件事情你可以做。
You can serve one another.
我们可以彼此服侍。
You can love one another.
我们可以彼此相爱。
You can reconcile to one another.
我们可以彼此和好。
First, serve one another.
首先是彼此服侍。
I'm going to read part of the verses in this paragraph.
我想读几节经文。
Verses 6 through 8.
第六节到第八节。
We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith.
第六节，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。
If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤。怜悯人的就当甘心。
Some people may think, why should I do much of anything? Isn't this what we pay a preacher for?
有的人会说，我干嘛要做这些事儿呢？我们花钱请牧师来，不就是为了这个目的吗？
We may incorrectly assume that if a church is to grow, it is the pastor's responsibility to make it happen.
我们也许会错误地认为，要想让教会得到增长，责任在牧师。
And if it doesn't happen, then it is his fault.
如果教会没有增长，那就是牧师做的不好。
It doesn't work that way.
事实上却不是这样。
The Bible says that each Christian has received some spiritual gift or ability.
圣经告诉我们，每一个基督徒都有从神那儿来的恩赐。
Verses 6 through 8 list some, not all, of the spiritual gifts.
我们刚才读的十二章第六节到第十八到第八节，只是列举了一些恩赐，并不是所有的恩赐。
These gifts or abilities are given to God's people.
这些恩赐或者才能是神给他的子民的。
We may have different abilities.
我们有不同的才干。
Verse 6 says some are good at preaching, others are good at encouraging people.
有的人善于教导，有的人善于劝慰。
Some are good at cooking food and serving tables.
有的人喜欢做烹调，招待大家。
Some are good at teaching the Bible.
有的人更善于教圣经。
Some can teach children, others can teach adults.
有的人可以教小孩，有的人可以教大人。
Some are good at giving financially.
有的人善于施舍。
Some are good at leading people.
有的人喜欢带领大家。
There are other abilities or gifts not on this list.
有很多各种各样的才干没有列在这儿。
But the point here is, whatever gifts or talents experience or education, skills or passions you have.
但我要说的是，不管你的才干有是什么，你的恩赐是什么，你的教育背景是什么，或者是你喜欢的事情是什么。
Use them.
要使用它们。
Use them.
要使用它们。
Not for your own enjoyment or to show off.
当然不是为了你自己，或者是为了显摆臭美。
Use them to serve one another.
是用来彼此服侍。
In the 17th century in Italy, in the city of Cremona,
十七世纪意大利的一个城市叫克雷蒙纳。
A boy named Antonio loved music.
有一个小孩，他的名字叫安东尼奥，他非常喜欢音乐。
But his voice was high and squeaky.
但他的嗓子又尖又利，很难听。
And、that he、did not make the trials for the boys' choir.
所以他在儿童童声诗班的那个试声考试的时候，他没有被考进。
He took a violin lessons.
然后他开始学小提琴。
But the neighbors persuaded his parents to stop him.
但是他的邻居劝他的父亲让他别再学了。
It sounded terrible.
他的声音实在太难听。
Yet this boy still wanted to play music.
但是这个小孩仍然喜欢音乐。
His friends laughed at him.
他的朋友嘲笑他。
They gave him a hard time.
让他的日子不好过。
However, later he discovered that he had a different talent.
但是后来不久，他发现他自己有一个不同的才能。
Which was the art of making musical instruments.
也就是他有特殊的制作音乐乐器的才能。
When Antonio was older, he served as an apprentice to a violin maker.
他长大了以后到一家琴行小提琴琴行做学徒。
His skill of carving and his hobby became his career.
他平时所喜欢的这种雕刻木头的技术成了他一生的职业。
He worked very carefully, patiently, faithfully.
他坚韧不拔，耐心、坚毅的工作。
At the end of his life, he had made over 1,116 musical instruments.
他死的时候，他一共制作了1,116件乐器。
Of which 960 were violins.
其中有960件是小提琴。
Each one had a label bearing his name.
每一把小提琴上都有他的名字的标签。
Antonio Stradivarius.
他的标签是什么？安东尼奥·斯特拉瓦利。
I don't know if anyone owned one of his violins.
不知在座的有谁有没有这样一把名琴
？They are the most sought-after violins in the world.
斯特拉瓦利琴是当今世界上最名贵的小提琴。
And sell more than $100,000.
每一把要十万以上。I think it's more than that.
More than that. Wow. I guess he's more experienced. Inflation.
Could easily be $1 million.
$1 million. Yeah. Wow. Antonio couldn't sing or play or preach or teach.
安东尼奥他自己不能唱歌，也不能教导，也不能做别的事儿。
But he made good use of his ability.
但他很好地利用他自己的才华。
His violins are still making beautiful music today.
他制作的小提琴今天仍然在发着美妙的声音。
You too have gifts, skills, abilities that are given by God.
你自己也有神给你们的特殊的才能、才华和才干。
What we do with these gifts is our gift to God.
我们如何使用神给我们的恩赐，乃是我们回赠给神的礼物。
Are you using your ability to serve one another?
你是否在用你的恩赐在彼此服侍呢
？How do we build up God's family?
我们如何建造神的家呢
？Second, love one another.
第二条就是彼此相爱。
In this passage from verse 9 through 15.
刚才我们看的罗马书十二章从第九到第十五节。
We're going to select a few verses to highlight this point.
我们来选几节经文来看。
Verse 9 says, Love must be sincere.
第九节说，爱要真诚。
The ESV says love must be genuine.
啊，另外一个版本说那个爱，那意思是一样的，爱必须是真诚的。
Which means love is not just lip service.
也就是说，你的爱并不是光凭嘴巴。
May you dress warm, eat well, have peace.
啊，仅仅说啊、哦、你好啊，那那个，
穿
的啊穿的好啊什么之类的。
But it is love in action.
而仅仅是而爱是要需要行动的。
How?
如何做呢
？Verse 13 by sharing with the lost people who are in need.
第十三节就说是跟神的需要的人分享你所有的。
Practice hospitality.
要殷勤。
Verse 15 by rejoicing with those who rejoice.
和那些和与
喜乐的人
同喜乐，经文在哪？OK， 与喜乐的同喜乐。
Mourning with those who mourn，
与哀哭的人同哀哭。
I saw this love in action in CCC last year。
去年我看见我们的教会的确是把爱付诸实施。
When one of our members, Laura Wang, organized a drive to donate gifts。To a woman in tragedy.
啊，我们教会有一个姊妹，她的名字叫 Laura Wang， 她举办了一个为啊某一个越南的妇女，在因为她处在个人处在很不容易的情况当中，为她啊募捐的一个活动。
This Vietnamese woman, her husband had committed suicide.
这位越南裔的妇女，她的丈夫刚刚自杀。
She was left alone to raise a little baby.
他就变成单亲，要抚养孩子。
Our church responded positively.
我们的教会回响非常积极。
And helped this young, widow mother.
啊，帮助这位年轻的寡妇渡过难关。
Sending her baby clothes, toys, and other meaningful gifts.
啊，送给她很多小孩所要的衣服、玩具和其他各种各样的东西。
Although she was not a Christian.
虽然这名越南妇女并不是基督徒
She wrote back and thanked us
她写信给我们表达了她的谢意
Because she experienced God's love from God's people
因为她从神的子民那儿 得到了神的爱
Even in the most painful tragedy she's gone through
即使她处于一个人生非常艰难的时刻
That's love in action
这就是爱付诸实施的爱
How do we express love?
我们如何表达爱呢?
Verse 10 says, "Be devoted to one another in love."
第十节说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
How do we love?
我们如此爱呢?
By honoring one another.
要恭敬人，彼此推让。
We Chinese need to learn how to honor one another.
我们作为华人，尤其需要学会如何恭敬别人。
There was a very interesting service held in a church.
在有一家教会有一个非常有意思的一个追思礼一个礼拜。
They had just buried their deceased pastor.
他们前不久刚刚为他们的已故的牧师做了葬礼。
On the following Sunday, a memorial service was held in his honor.
第二天在教会里。专门为他举行了追思礼拜。
A large congregation overflowed the sanctuary.
教会的会友来的很多挤满了教会的会堂。
One person spoke of his worth as a preacher.
有一个发言的称赞这个牧师讲道讲得如何好。
Another told of his tender loving care as a shepherd.
另一位说他是这个牧师如何如何有爱心。
Another spoke of him as a good citizen.
还有的称赞他是一个好公民。
Others spoke of him as a good neighbor.
也有的人称赞他是个好邻居。
A good father.
好的父亲。
And so on, so to the end.
以及如此等等等等。
Then a faithful member, an old timer, spoke.
然后其中有一位，很有爱心、很有智慧的一个人站起来说话。
All you have said of our beloved pastor is true.
你们所说的关于这个牧师的所有的话都说得不错。
He was out of the ordinary.
他是格外的善于帮助人。
He gave himself to serve this church without reserve.
他毫无保留地把自己一生都奉献给这个教会。
But if you had attended faithfully as you have today,
但是如果你们平时上教会的时候，就像今天那样来教会的话，
While he was yet alive,
当他还活着的时候，
He would not now be dead.
他今天也许不会死。
Empty pews broke his heart.
啊，礼堂里边空空的座位让他伤心。
And he did not know of the love of which you have been speaking.
他也没有感受到你们所说的那种爱。
He died for lack of the very things you have so beautifully said and done today.
他死恰恰是因为他缺乏得到各种各样的爱，而这些爱就是你们刚才所说的。
Well, I do not ask for honor by telling this story.
当然，我作为牧师，我讲这个故事不是说要你们来给向我表达很多的爱。
Honor is two-way.
恭敬是双向的。
Both pastors and parishioners should honor one another.
牧师和教会会友都要互相恭敬退让。
And as Chinese, we have conservative culture.
我们华裔来自一个非常保守的文化背景。
And we especially need to learn to honor one another.
我们尤其要学会彼此恭敬。
Several years ago, our consultant pastor Peter Yang,
几年前我们一个顾问牧师杨牧师
started a deacon appreciation dinner.
为我们教会掀起了一个礼事同工感谢爱宴这样一个制度。
To appreciate the deacons at the end of the year.
也就是每年结束的时候，为了表达我们对同工的所辛苦的工作所表达的感谢而举办的爱宴。
It is a gesture to give thanks to those who volunteer time and energy to shoulder heavy responsibilities.
为那些自愿花出自己的时间，付上自己的心血，担上肩负教会的重担的那些同工。向他们表示谢意。
Oftentimes they work alongside with the pastors.
很多时候他们和牧师一同工作。
So we continue this, and of course now we include the elders.
当然这个制度我们一直持续至今，现在把长老也包括在里面了。
How do we love?
我们如何表达爱呢？我们如何彼此相爱呢
？By honoring one another.
我们彼此恭敬。
Two ways.
双向的。
How do we build up God's family?
如何建造神的家
？Third, reconcile to one another.
我们要彼此和好。
I'm going to read selective verses from this passage.
同样，我要选几节经文来读给大家听。
Starting from verse 16 to the end, the passage talks about harmony.
这个从16节开始。我们谈到教会的和谐
relationship
关系
humility
谦卑
resolving conflicts
以及彼此谦让彼此相让
and reconciliation
最后彼此和好
verse 16 says live in harmony with one another do not be proud but be willing to associate with people of low position do not be conceited
十六节说要彼此同心不要志气高大倒要俯就卑微的人不要自以为聪明
Do not repay anyone evil for evil Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone
不要以恶报恶众人以为美的事要留心去做
If it is possible as far as it depends on you live at peace with everyone
若是能行总要尽力与众人和睦
Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。
When building up God's family, why is it important to reconcile with one another?
建造神的家，为什么需要弟兄姐妹之间彼此和好呢？
Because the church is a close-knit family.
因为教会是一个非常紧密的一个家庭。
We work together every week.
我们每一个星期都在一起相处。
We rub shoulders.
我们免不了我们会互相碰的擦的。
We give different opinions.
我们有不同的意见。
We are passionate about different ministries.
我们对不同的事工有不同的兴趣和爱好和热心。
We have different ways of doing things.
我们做事方法不同。
It is easy to create misunderstandings.
在这种条件下，很可能会产生误会。
Conflicts.
冲突。
Or even grudges.
甚至是怨恨。
Feelings are hurt.
感情受到伤害。
Some people fight.
有的人要喜欢争斗。
Others flight.
有的人就干脆就离开了。
Some people kick others out of the church.
有的人把其他人踢出教会。
Others choose to leave.
其他人则选择离开教会。
Especially when the church is undergoing like building projects or in crisis.
尤其是当教会在正在经历教会重建这种职堂重建这种时间，最容易发生这种事情。
But the Bible teaches us to reconcile.
但是圣经要求我们要彼此和好，彼此谦让。
Repair.Broken relationship.
我们必须要修复破损的关系。
To restore fellowship.
恢复团契。
At the end of the Civil War, the American Civil War.
在美国战争南北战争快结束的时候。
The North and the South had fought bitterly against each other.
南北双方打得非常的惨烈。
This is similar to the 1940s.China, the nationalists and the communists fought bitterly.
这有点像中国大陆1940年代后期国民党和共产党内战一样。
President Lincoln spoke to a large crowd from the balcony of the White House.
当时林肯在白宫的一个阳台上向一大群人演讲。
He told them about the considerate policy he had in mind.For the South.
他跟他们讲了愿意和南方和好的那个政策。
At the end of his speech,
他话讲完以后，
a Senator Harlan asked a question.
当时一个叫 Harlan 的议员问了这样一个问题。
What shall we do with the rebels?
我们如何处置这些叛军，也就是南方的军队。
And the angry crowd shouted back,
那些底下的人群愤怒地喊道
Hang them!
把他们绞死。
And the son of this Senator Harlan,
但是这个 Harlan 的一个儿子
his name is Ted,
他的名字叫 Ted,
was only 11 year old,
当时只有11岁
turned to his father,
对他的父亲转向他的父亲
he said, no, no, Papa,
他说爸爸爸不要这样
not hang them,
不是把他们绞死
hang on to them,
而是紧紧抓住他们。
President Lincoln replied joyfully.
林肯听了这话以后就非常高兴地说
That's it.
对，就是这样。
Ted has it.
Ted 说的话说对了。
We must hang on to them.
我们要不放弃他们，和他们团结。
How do we love one another?
我们如何彼此相爱呢？
Reconcile with one another.
就要彼此求同存异，彼此相合。
Our church is building a new Matilda Ministry Center.
我们的教会目前正在建造一个新的 Matilda 事工中心。
It is a physical building.
这是一个有形的建筑物。
Likewise, we must build spiritually the family of God.
我们也应该在属灵上建造神的家庭。
You can make contribution.
你们每一位人都可以与之有份。
Are you serving one another?
你们是不是在彼此服侍呢？
Are you loving one another?
你们是不是在彼此相爱呢？
Are you reconciling to one another?
你们是否彼此求同存异，彼此和好呢？
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父神，
We thank you for this church family.
我们为你赐给我们这样一个教会大家庭，献上感谢。
You have given abilities to each one of us.
你赐给我们每一个人恩赐。
Help us to use them.
求主帮助我们能够使用出来。
Help us to put love into action.
求主帮助我们把爱转化为行动。
Help us to honor one another.
帮助我们彼此恭敬。
Forgive us if we have hatred.
我们心中若有恨，求主赦免我们。
help us to reconcile to one another.
求主帮助我们彼此和睦。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.